Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Peg Carlson is director of UNC School of Government's Center for Public Leadership and Governance. She teaches newly elected county and city officials how to go from campaigning to working together as a governing body to achieve their goals. Her work also includes facilitating strategic planning and conflict resolution sessions.
Dr. Carlson is in her second term with the School of Government because she loves being part of its mission.
We help equip public officials with the knowledge and skills they need to lead and govern, both in their local government organizations and in their communities. And we have a couple different broad categories of public officials that we teach at the center and provide services for. One category is elected officials, and those are primarily local elected officials, city council members, county commissioners. And then the other category that we have a lot of programs for are local government staff, the public service professionals who have those jobs full time. So that might be anybody from a city county manager to a police captain to social services caseworker, tax assessor, people who work across the whole spectrum of local government attend our courses. It's one of the really wonderful things about being part of the School of Government, because even though the Center for Public Leadership and Governance is fairly new, the School of Government has been around for close to 80 years, and it is really well established within the state as a place that public officials know they can turn to for nonpartisan, reliable advice and guidance and courses. And so, for example, when we have elections every fall, so every other year we have either municipal elections or county elections, those people who are elected to serve, they may not know about the School of Government, but certainly their manager, their city or county clerk, all know about the courses that we offer for newly elected officials, and so they will make sure that they sign up for them. So we have regular marketing efforts in terms of sending out announcements and things about our courses, but many of our clients, as we think of them, they're looking for them. And then the other category of work that we do that's more customized services and consultation, that often comes as part of a phone call or an email. So I may get a call from a mayor who says, we just had an election where it was a nasty campaign. People were talking about others who now they're serving on the board with in a way that we feel like we need to do some work to be able to come together and work together effectively as a team. And so they may be asking for essentially a team building retreat, which then I or one of my colleagues may go out to facilitate. So they'll reach out to us for that kind of assistance.
One of Dr. Carlson's biggest challenges is helping elected officials transition from campaigning to governing.
People campaign as individuals. That's what you do. And often people get interested in running for office because of some particular issue that they feel passionately about and they want to make a difference on. And that's good. And those are all good motives. But then the shift happens when you get elected and you can only do something as a body. You can't govern as an individual. You can only govern as part of this, now this elected group. And so that's one of the things that we work on with them in terms of what they need to know right off the bat. Our motto is, you don't govern alone. And we want them to know not only the importance of what it means for them and their roles and responsibilities to work as a body, but we also mean that in the sense of, you're not alone having to figure this out alone. We're here to support you. And the school and the center really do offer a variety of things to help them through their tenure. I think probably one of the biggest challenges I've faced is working with a board who, through social media and other things that they continued on Facebook and Twitter and whatever, they didn't want to let go of the campaigning mode and continued to take jabs at each other and undermine each other even as they were continuing to work as a group. That's a hard one to deal with. I think we came and were able to give them some strategies, but it required some behavior change on their part.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.